even greater catastrophic multi-species die-offs could begin within the decade, Trissos predicts, starting with tropical oceans and spreading to tropical forests and temperate ecosystems by the 2050s. Coastal nations would be first and hardest hit, with devastating consequences for the billions of people who depend on these ecosystems for their livelihoods and nutrition. We fish on coral reefs. We depend on ecotourism. We rely on healthy kelp forests for carbon storage and water filtration, Trissos says. If there is a sudden collapse of these ecosystems in a single decade, we could lose these services. Income is at risk. Food security is at risk. But there are ways of preserving the ecosystems many nations depend upon. Spanish-American marine ecologist and conservationist Enrique Sala has spent the past 12 years surveying and documenting the ocean's last wilderness areas as a National Geographic Explorer in residence. Through his Pristine Seas project, he has rallied governments to set aside 5.7 million square kilometers of coastline and ocean as marine parks where fishing, dumping, mining, and other destructive industries are prohibited. The results, he says, have been astonishing. Even over a short time frame, he has watched depleted fish populations grow sixfold, kelp flourish, and coral reefs bloom. Given the chance, he says, the ocean has an extraordinary ability to regenerate. I have seen miracles on the water. The ocean is sending us a very clear message. If you just give me some space, look what I can do. So far, says Sala, only 2.5% of the ocean enjoys the full protection it needs to do so. He has backed a global call to set aside a third of the ocean in similar protected areas by 2030. These marine protected areas aren't just about turning back the clock. They are a bulwark against future stresses, a kind of immunity booster for the sea that enables it to deal with threats like acidification and plastic pollution. Not only is it necessary from a perspective of trying to undo some of the harm that we have done to the ocean over time, says Roberts, but it's absolutely vital that we give it the resilience it needs to cope with what's coming down the pike.